In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. To the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The reading is from the fourth chapter of Galatians, beginning at verse 21. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic, for there are the two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor. For the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Here ends the reading. The sermon text is from Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Here ends the reading. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The early church had their gatherings in houses where pastors preached the word of God and broke the bread of our Lord's Supper. It wasn't long before Christians were persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ. They didn't take this privilege of gathering lightly, but continued steadfastly in receiving God's gifts. When the persecutions prevented home meetings, the believers in Rome gathered in the catacombs. There, these believers showed their fearlessness by drawing Christian symbols of hope, of eternal life, upon the graves of believers. They knew that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word which comes from the mouth of God. In order to attempt to reduce the spread of the coronavirus, many non-essential services have been shut down, like video gambling operations and bars. Grocery stores are open, but restaurants must find other ways to serve their customers than dining in. Although many would consider attending church to be a non-essential service, we know otherwise. We too need to seek other ways for me to be your minister of word and sacrament. Now, it may be surprising to your neighbors that receiving the preaching of the word, gathering for prayer with your brothers and sisters in Christ, and receiving the Lord's Supper is that important to you. When they ask about your church attendance, be sure that they know that you are not required to attend. You are not attending because of fear of God's punishment, nor for the purpose of earning favor with God. You have been set free by Jesus Christ from all the accusations of the law. Tell them that you freely and gladly go to the house of the Lord. St. Paul compares the two sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael. Just as all of us were by nature born into sin according to the flesh, so Ishmael was born a slave of a bondwoman. The child Isaac, however, was a gift of God's promise and born of the free woman. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have been born again into a living hope. Though the law shows us our sins and attempts to scare us with the fear of God's punishment, including death, we are God's children on account of God's promise in the gospel. Romans, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. St. Paul says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And so we come to church to confess our sins, knowing that there is no condemnation. We come to church to hear the glorious news of the forgiveness of sins, believing the words of absolution as if Christ, our dear Lord, dealt with us himself. Our Lord said, "Do this in remembrance of me." We are Christians. We do remember. And so here is our Lord's body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. Whoever believes these words has exactly what they say: forgiveness of sins. Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We need not fear the accusations of the law, for we have the forgiveness of sins through faith in Jesus Christ. We need not fear the threats of illness and death, for we have the promise of eternal life. We have a good and gracious God who has provided a medicine of immortality and a bread of life to sustain us on our journey. St. Polycarp, a disciple of St. John the Apostle, a martyr for the faith, was told to deny Christ or face death. He responded to the emperor saying, 86 years I have served him, and he has done me no wrong. How then can I blaspheme my King and Savior?" And so, no matter how convenient, we must hear the word of God. We must find ways, like this video, in order to present the word of God as best we can. And when we have opportunity, we always make use of those. At one point, as a child, I asked my mom if we had to go to church. We have to go to church. She said, "No, we get to go to church." Yes, we get to go. And you see, whenever the church is open, we make use of those opportunities. for there may be times in which there is a famine of the word of God. As Psalm 122 says, we are glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We are the pilgrims who rejoice in having our feet standing in God's house. This is the place where the tribes of the Lord go up to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Omnipotent, eternal, and merciful God, you are the Savior of all men, especially those who believe. You have commanded through the Apostle that prayers be offered for all men. I beg you, on behalf of all who are suffering under affliction and hardship, to uphold them with the consolation of your grace. Support them with the help of your might. Clothe with heavenly power and strength those who sweat in the most grievous agony of satanic temptations. Make them partakers of your victory, O Christ, most powerful victor over the devil. May the refreshment of your heavenly grace encourage those whose bones are dried up by the fire of sorrow. Uphold all those who fall and raise up all who are bowed down. Be gracious in allowing illness so that physical sickness may be a spiritual medicine for those who are ill. May they recognize that sickness is an attendant of sin and a forerunner of death. Give to them strength of faith and patience, O truest physician of souls and bodies. Restore them to their former health, provided that it is advantageous to their eternal salvation. Protect those who are with child. Support those giving birth. It is you who bring infants from the confines of their mother's wombs and enlarge the human race by your blessing. Be with those who are in the pains of labor, O lover and giver of life, so they are not oppressed too heavily with excessive pain. Nourish orphans forsaken of all help. Protect widows subject to the reproach of all, for you have called yourself the kindest father of the fatherless and the most just defender of the widowed. May the tears of widows flowing down their cheeks break through the clouds and not be quieted until they reach your throne. Hear those who are in danger at sea and cry out to you, and who, being very near to shipwreck, cry out for your help with ardent groans. Give freedom to the captive, so that with a grateful heart they may proclaim your kindness. Make firm those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, so that they may be victorious over all their enemies and receive the eternal crown of martyrdom. Help also all those who are suffering dangers and misfortunes, so that they may possess their souls by true patience, and denying their own will, take up their crosses. May they follow him under the cross, in whom they believe and who died for us on the cross. And especially, kindest Father, do I entrust to your care those who are poised at the very gates of death, who hover between time and eternity, and who wrestle with this last foe with all their powers. Make them firm, O most powerful victor over death. Free them, O most glorious ruler of life, so they are not drowned by the waves of temptation, but are brought through to the port of eternal tranquility. Have mercy upon all men, you who are the creator of all. Have mercy upon all, you who are the redeemer of all. To you be praise and glory into all eternity. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.